Chapter 20, The Question of Authority. And it came to pass on one of the days when he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, there came to him the chief priests and the scribes with the elders, and they spoke, saying to him, "Tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Or who is he that gave you this authority?" And he answered and said to them, "I also will ask you a question. Now tell me, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." And they answered that they did not know. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." The parable of the vineyard. And he began to speak to the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and rented it to husbandmen and went into another country for a long time. And when the time came, he sent to the husbandmen a servant that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet another servant, and him also they beat and handled him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third, and him also they wounded and threw out. And the Lord of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will respect him." But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned one with another, saying, "This is the heir. Let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy these husbandmen and will give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "God forbid." But he looked on them and said, "What is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the headstone of the corner. Everyone who falls on that stone shall be broken to pieces, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to dust." The Jews tried to catch out Jesus. And the scribes and the chief priests sought to arrest him in that very hour, but they feared the people, for they perceived that he spoke this parable against them. And they watched him and sent out spies who pretended to be sincere, so that they might catch him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the authority and jurisdiction of the Roman governor. And they asked him, saying, "Teacher, we know you say and teach rightly, and show no favoritism to any person, but in truth teach the way of God. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or not?" But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Show me a denarius. Whose image and superscription has it?" They said, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were not able to catch him in what he said in the presence of the people. So they marvelled at his answer and held their peace. And there came to him certain of the Sadducees, they that say there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife, but he is childless, his brother should take the wife and raise up seed to his brother. There were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died childless. and the second, and the third took her, and likewise the seventh also left no children, and died. Afterward the woman also died. In the resurrection, whose wife of these shall she be? For the seven had her as wife. And Jesus said to them, the children of this world marry, and are given in marriage. But they that are accounted worthy to attain to that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are the sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. And certain of the scribes answering said, Teacher, you have said well. And after that they dared not question him any more. And he said to them, Why do they say that the Christ is David's son? For David himself said in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. David therefore calls him Lord. So how is he his son? And in the hearing of all the people, he said to the disciples, Beware of the scribes who desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the marketplace and chief seats in the synagogues and chief places at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater condemnation.